Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. We're the Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. And happy to be joined by the head coach of your Washington Wizards, Coach Scott Brooks, who's on the West Coast back home, but of course living through the same ordeal as us. What's it been like for you, Coach Brooks?
Oh, man, it's been rough for everyone. You know, we're no different. You know, we just want to make sure that we just keep safe and healthy and do our part. But it's been, you know, haven't done much. You know, Netflix and my daughter, I'll tell you what, my daughter's doing a great job on our runs from being, social distancing. Uh-huh. She does a pretty good job. I try to stay up with her, and she leaves me in the dust every time we go for, two or three times a week we try to go for a little run.
Very nice.
But yeah, we're just, you know, just not doing much at all.
How long are those runs, by the way, Coach? What are we looking at?
How long?
Yeah. Roughly. I mean, I'm not run shaming you here. Like, if I run 2.5 or 3 miles, trust me, that's a huge accomplishment.
Okay, so I feel better about myself then. It's about, I would say, 4 miles.
Okay.
Yeah, that's solid. Solid.
I mean, I
very
wouldn't
nice.
Consider it really a run on my end. It's a run on her end. It's a fast jog, I like to call it.
Are you right. Running the Strand in Manhattan Beach?
No, I'm just running in the neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
Just trying to stay away from, you know, people as much as I can.
It's so weird
that's
because
the move.
When I run, I live off of Beach Drive, and, you know, there's paths everywhere, and mm-hmm. people run around you. And
oh, I'm yeah, like, they want to yeah. stay away.
I mean, they're like, and I'm thinking, well, we're not going to pass it. Just like two ships passing in the wind, we're not going to give it to each other. But we're so weirded out by it. I guess it's the smart thing to do. But I feel like, well, I got the cooties or something.
Two ships passing in the wind is a money cliche.
Yeah, yeah it is.
It certainly is.
Yeah.
Hey, Coach, when did you get out of town?
Let me see. A little over a week ago.
Oh,
when
yeah.
the NBA said that no. Because initially we were hoping that, you know, we'd get with the players and do the, you know, the one-on-zero workouts with the players, basically one ball, one coach, one basket, one player. And when the NBA announced that none of that's going to happen, so I decided to, you know, my kids are home for, you know, they're home for their school too. They're doing everything online. So it made a lot of sense for me to get back into California and just be with the family, and hopefully we can get through all this together and get back to work soon.
We're joined by Washington Wizards head coach Scott Brooks. Coach, take us back to the night of March 11th. The Wizards were not playing that night, but that was the night the NBA basically stopped dead in its tracks. You had four early games that were ongoing once you started hearing reports about the postponement of the Jazz Thunder game because of Rudy Gobert's diagnosis with the coronavirus. Take us back to how you kind of processed that night. Did you know that this was kind of coming down the pike? How did that night kind of affect you? How did you get through that?
Yeah, you know, being in the NBA for over like 30 years, and you never in my craziest dreams I would ever think that the NBA would cancel or suspend the season. Very rarely does it even happen if, you know, delay a game from snow or some type of weather situation. But when it happened, I knew eventually that there was a good chance that maybe we'd play without the fans, which was going to be unique and interesting. And I don't know how that would have ended up, and I don't know how it's going to end up going in the future. But And when they did suspend, when Adam came out and suspended the season, and then it opened up a lot of eyes that, you know, this is serious, that we gotta go along and make sure that we keep ourselves and our families and the public as safe as we possibly can, because the NBA just doesn't suspend the season over, you know, something very light. But it surprised me, but it was the right thing to do. I'm proud of being in the NBA. I'm proud of Adam taking the step forward and doing it, because it's obviously it impacts a lot of people. But, you know, the NBA has been a forefront on all things. A lot of the things that happen, you know, throughout the times.
So how often do you talk to the guys, the players? Are you texting, talking on the phone? Do you know if they're working out on their own? Where would they work out? I mean, do you have any answers?
Most of the guys are, I try to text two, three times, sometimes four times a week. If I do call them, I'm going to get a voicemail, so I never try to call. Mm-hmm. I just text, and the guys are great. They respond back. They're like all of us. We're bored. So we're probably all looking at our phone waiting for somebody to text so we can, you know, text back in minutes. But they're working out as much as they can. Most of them are working out in their homes. They can't – nothing's open. There's no gym. There's no facility. You have to be able to work on your own. And our guys, I give our credit to our performance staff. They're being creative. They're finding ways to, you know, the Zoom workouts and – guys are getting on that and doing yoga workouts and strength workouts. And there's nothing really, basketball workouts. It's going to be limited, but, you know, we're trying to, because you never know, you know, when it happens, that we do get back to playing, and we have to be somewhat in shape.
Coach, I'm sure you feel bad for all the players that they can't get out on the court at this point, but I especially feel bad for, like, the bottom of the roster guys, the guys like Garrison Matthews or a guy like Shabazz Napier, who was putting together some really good games before the season was suspended. He had 21 and 27 the last two games before you guys weren't allowed back out on the court. And he's a guy who's in the last year of his contract trying to put good games on tape for, you know, either the Wizards or another team next season. How do those, especially bottom of the roster guys, how do they kind of show themselves for their next employer with this suspension at this point?
Well, I mean, that's definitely taken a back seat for all of us. But the interesting thing, you know, we've been battling injuries all year, and we finally, I thought, got pretty healthy, other than John was going to probably end up missing the whole season, which is a big part. But I think we've finally, at the last 30 games, we're close to being 500, 15-15, or 14-16, and playing much better on both ends. You know, defensively has been a struggle, but a lot of guys needed this year to improve, develop, and get better and understand how the NBA is played. But Shabazz and Garrison, Gary Payton, you know, Rui, Bonga, Mo, a lot of the guys needed minutes, and then they got good minutes, and hopefully, you know, we can get back to playing and they can finish up the season strong and we can, you know, continue to improve and get better. But yeah, this is an important year for a lot of guys, and the bright side, a lot of guys got a lot of good minutes that probably weren't even expecting to play a lot of minutes this year with all of our injuries.
Well, honestly, Coach, heart to heart here, do you feel like the NBA is coming back this year?
I hope so. I mean, I hope so, just from that means that we've fighting this virus and having a lot of success. You know, we have to flatten the curve and do our part. And I'm glad that we're taking this serious. And, you know, I see everybody. I've been, you know, seeing people around the streets, and, you know, people are not as, you know, going to the grocery store. I don't see a lot of people out. So I think people are taking it serious, and I think that's all going to help. Basketball or sports play a big part in our society, and, you know, I think it can give us a lot of, you know, enjoy and almost like an escape. So we hope that it does happen, but first and foremost, it's about the public safety, and I think we're all going to be fine. You know, this will pass one time, one day, and hopefully, you know, it does happen this season.
talking to Coach Scott Brooks of the Wizards. You mentioned earlier that you're watching Netflix, and I don't think you were a big, particularly during the season, a big movie guy or TV guy.
No.
What is Coach Scott Brooks watching on Netflix during the coronavirus?
Oh, my gosh. My kids, they always make fun of me because if I ever take them to the movies, this is how bad it is. They call it the $8 nap, but somebody corrected me. They said, Scott, you probably haven't been to a movies a lot if you're saying that they're only $8.
Right.
I just finished watching Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Great.
Just finished that season. That Larry David is out of control. and then I started, everybody kept telling me that Ozark. So I started the first season. I watched the first episode last night.
How about that opening scene?
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, are you on season one?
He's on season one, right?
Okay, Cakes, remember the opening scene?
I do kind of remember it now. Yeah.
Jason Bateman's watching his wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. I was talking.
That's funny.
What I've been doing. I finished the series my wife had me watch because I wasn't interested in watching this first one. What was it called? Hunters. With Al Pacino.
Right.
Amazon Prime.
Yes, Amazon Prime.
I hear
that's pretty good. That's what I've been doing, man. I can't wait to get back and see the guys and see our fans and see the people in the building. We miss it. And
hey, Coach.
I'm sure like everybody.
Let's just say that the commissioner said, okay, we're going to start up again, June 1st. I'm just throwing that date out there. How much of a little mini camp would you guys need, if any?
Well, I think that's why it's important for our guys to stay in shape. I mean, you can stay in pretty good shape. You don't need basketball per se. I mean, obviously it helps considering that's the sport we play. But I would say you need 7 to 10 days to fine tune things. It's not going to be. Mid-season form, but it's going to be pretty good. These are the world's greatest athletes, and it always seems to it never seems to amaze me when I see guys, because I've been around it so often, that guys will come back from injury and very, very little practice time and very little scrimmaging and come back and, have a monster game. I know when I played, when I was out, if I missed, like, missed a couple of days, I just felt I couldn't even dribble. So I needed that rhythm of playing every day, scrimmaging every day, and touching the basketball every day. But some of these guys, and most of these guys, are such great athletes. And, I'd say a week or so.
Hey, Coach Brooks, I should have mentioned this at the top. We forgot to congratulate you because in a simulated game, you guys beat the Bucks.
Yeah, you beat the Bucks in a simulated game.
Oh, about time.
That's tough to beat.
I almost had him in real life.
Right, that's true.
Yeah, I don't know if you know that. NBC Sports Washington, they've been using the play-by-play guys, and they're airing your games, but it's the video game, and they've got the guys calling them.
And what was more shocking is you didn't allow 150 points.
No. That's a cheap shot. That's unwarranted.
Oh, that's funny. We just been doing our job, social distancing on the court.
Yeah, exactly. You guys are socially distanced on defense.
You guys are way ahead of the curve.
Here's a serious question when we talk about that, Coach.
We started this back in October.
Yeah, you did.
Coach Brooks, serious question. If you had to rank your top three on the ball defenders, who are they?
Our team?
Yeah.
Brad, maybe?
I think Brad, Bonga, and you know what? Ish does a pretty good job, and Shabazz does a good job, and I give our guys credit. We've been battling injuries all year, so we never had a real consistent practice times. But I would say you look at the numbers, the last 30 games, our defense is probably, I mean, it's not top five, but it's probably top, I think it's like 12 to 14 range, which is pretty respectable considering the inexperience that we've had and a lot of the injuries that we've had.
Coach, if there's no season and we have to look forward to next year in the draft, I know that you've probably seen him play a few times. What do you think of LaMelo Ball?
I don't even know if I'm allowed to even talk about that.
I don't think
I haven't seen much of anybody yet, but I've definitely Tommy and I talk constantly, and definitely in the next couple of days, I like to get some names so I can look at some players, and you know, because I have nothing but time right now. So during the season, NBA season, I would have never looked at a college player or a European player or just a draft eligible player. But now I have nothing but time, so I'm looking forward to spending some time watching some players.
That's all our mantra now: nothing but time, Coach. nothing but time, my friend.
The players are still getting paid, though, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
What about the coaches?
Yes.
More importantly.
Nice.
Hey, nice. Coach, you know, are there some restaurants?
Ted has been great. I mean, I tell you what, I'm so proud of our organization, Ted. And the ownership group has been terrific for everybody involved. I mean, what they're doing for the game day workers and, you know, the ushers and the people that really make it all happen. I mean, he's stepped up to the plate, and I'm proud of that. And that's very cool to be a part of this organization.
Coach, I was going to ask you, are there some restaurants that you like to frequent back home in L.A. that you've been ordering curbside?
Yes. I mean, yes, and it's been great. But it's also been great having family dinners and building puzzles with my kids and my wife and kids. It's very rarely when you have a 23 and a 19-year-old, you can get them at the dinner table at the same time. And you know, we've been able to do that like probably four or five times a week cooking. And, you know, my son and I are barbecuing. We're not very good at it, but everybody seems to enjoy it. But we're spending a lot of time together, which has been nice.
All right, Coach. Well, listen, it's a pleasure having you on. Sucks under these circumstances, but it'll probably be this way for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Stay safe out there, buddy.
Okay, thank you. You guys do the same.
Yep. All right, Coach. Good checking in with you.
See you, bro.
Coach Scott Brooks. Good dude.
Yep.
Good.
Great lines. Great lines about being ahead of the curve on social
media. So funny.
So great.
Jason went in for the kill with 150 points.
Hey, you know what? If we can't laugh now, I'm depressed 80% of the day. I got to be able to laugh at something.
I'm a little concerned that he's already resorting to jigsaw puzzles. That's a little bit alarming to me.
Yeah.
You would think you hold off on those as long as possible.
Yeah, what's next? Read a book?
I mean, I would clearly read a book before a jigsaw puzzle.
Would you?
100%.
Yeah.
Of course I would.
My family always does jigsaw puzzles at the beach. They'll just get into it for 1 week a year. Mm. It doesn't fascinate me, believe me.
We've been playing a card game called Phase 10. Actually kind of dig it.
Very nice. Might have to look into it.
It's like a rummy game.
Right. That was Coach Scott Brooks, head coach of the Wizards. We'll come back with more right here on the Junkies.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Thanks again to Coach Scott Brooks from the Wizards. We actually taped that interview after the show yesterday right around 11 o'clock, which is 8 a.m. California time.
Yeah, people are asking if there was something wrong with their TVs because our mouths weren't moving.
Right.
They thought it was a major delay. Nope, that was yesterday.
No.
But very cool of him to join us. He does seem bored.
Well, who isn't?
Yeah, he's stir crazy at this point.
The whole country's bored.
I mean, he's doing jigsaw puzzles.
He's doing jigsaw
puzzles.
That is the
domain of the super bored and or elderly.
By the way, what day is today?
Tuesday.
Today's Tuesday. Okay.
Is it the 31st or the 30th?
Tuesday's the 31st. So mortgage and rent, whatever, is due tomorrow. First of the month.
Right.
Oh, I always pay about the 15th. They give you a two-week grace period.
Stretch it out.
No chance I pay it on the 1st.
Well, nobody's allowed to, right? Didn't they make some thing where you're not allowed to foreclose anybody over the next 90 days?
I think there's supposed to be some sort of rent forgiveness, but you still owe that money.
Of course. So you got to pay. Well, it's fine. You know, stretch it out.
Yeah. This is crazy, you know, for all those people that don't have money coming in. We talked to Ryan the Bellman yesterday, and he's been laid off or whatever they want to call it.
Furloughed, whatever the
verbiage
is.
Just all of a sudden, I don't know how you go about getting unemployment benefits, and he was talking about it, that he makes a lot of his money on tips.
Right.
Yeah.
So he'll get a small percentage of the non-tip part.
Yeah. I just saw something on Twitter that, like, I guess now with, you know, pizza delivery, a lot of the companies like Papa John's and the big companies like Domino's, they're doing contactless delivery where you just pick it up like on your doorstep. They'll leave it so you don't have to interact with the driver. But the problem with that is, I guess, that people aren't tipping.
Right.
Delivery where you just pick it up like on your doorstep. They'll leave it so you don't have to interact with the driver. But the problem with that is, I guess, that people aren't tipping.
Right.
They're choosing not to tip because they're not coming into contact with the driver. And those drivers are making like $3.50 an hour.
Yeah.
And they rely on those tips to get through. So,
can't you tip them on your order when you
pay for it? I think you can,
it?
But it sounds like a lot of people aren't doing that.
It.
Yeah.
Everybody's hoarding to their cash.
A bunch of squeakers.
I don't tip when I do the pickup old school, but now I might now. You know, but like if I just go through like a Chipotle type place.
Yeah.
And then they flip the screen around. They say add your own tip. I never do.
I'm a sucker, man. I do it. I go to like.
But I might now.
I go to Jersey Mike's and they flip the tip thing. And it's not always 15 or 20%. I might nub them with 10.
Yeah.
Right? But they usually get a little something.
If it's an option, I can't hit none.
Oh, I hit none. Just like they asked me if I want to give a dollar to some charity at the grocery, I always say no.
By the way, I had to point out, too, because when I tipped the other day at Mama Lucia, I didn't tip with my credit card, so I just drew like a line through the tip. So I had to make sure that the guy knew. I said, I tipped you in cash. Don't think I'm a cheapskate. It's in the tip jar.
Right.
He'd rather play, have cash. Can we play a quick game of what did you have for dinner last night? But instead of just revealing, we guess
what
somebody else had for dinner.
All right.
EB, you guess Jason. We'll just go. I'm just going to go by my screen.
Okay.
All right. Well, if Jason was out, he would have had like a nice salmon salad.
Right. That's what
I was not, though. I will say we ate in.
So yeah, I know he likes turkey. He's a big turkey guy.
Turkey.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he has tea, like, I don't make him some pasta. I'm going to say turkey meatballs.
that's not a bad guess.
Yeah.
Not bad.
That's a good guess, and that's a great idea for the rest of the week. No, I had Gorton's frozen crab cakes.
Oh, Valdez just fell over in the studio.
Oh, they
frozen were frozen crab cakes.
They were frozen crab cakes.
But they were okay.
There was about
how much filler?
A half an ounce of meat.
All filler, no killer, Valdez. You know how that is.
We had actually.
Might as well have cardboard.
I'm not going to give away what you had.
No, this is from a couple days ago.
I'm going to tell you my sides.
Yeah,
too.
Sides.
Well, we had actually
green beans out of a can.
We had crab cakes like last week, but because it was something that we had in the pantry, and it was from an old can of like crab meat. So I mean, it was pretty gross.
How long does crab meat in a can
don't know
last? I mean,
don't
I guess know. The canned foods usually last a long time, but I don't know about that.
I mean,
so
I
what were your sides, Jason Bishop?
Well, we had homemade potato salad, coleslaw, and a glass of wine.
Very nice. All right, so Jason, you guessed
me. By the way, Valdez, you would have vomited the Gorton's frozen crab cakes.
I mean, did you have to smother it in mustard or tartar sauce?
Didn't even have tartar. I just put ketchup on it.
Oh, ketchup.
That's so trashy.
That's all we had. We didn't. My wife didn't have any horseradish, so we couldn't.
Would you
make
never do that, Valdez? Like, you're just too much of a purist?
I would never put ketchup on it. I don't even put mustard or tartar sauce
on it.
Well,
he wouldn't even eat frozen crab.
Well, that's my question. Would you have frozen?
No.
It needed something.
Yeah, but let's just say you're tired of eating all the same crap, and you say, you know what? All right, I can't go get them fresh crab. I'm going to have frozen.
Oh. I wouldn't even entertain
it. Why would you punt quality?
It's so gross.
We're all punting quality.
Well,
right
put
now.
It this way: I would never have purchased those from. I don't know where she got
they
them.
They must have been on sale.
Yeah,
she got them probably for my daughter because she won't eat anything else. But so she didn't. She didn't even want it. So we ate them, and it was eh.
So hold on, your daughter only eats frozen crab cakes?
No, she's a vegetarian, so she's only going to eat, you know, shrimp, fish, crab cakes.
Oh, okay,
but
gotcha.
She had no
limited
interest.
Options.
Gotcha,
she had no
gotcha.
Interest in that.
Gotcha.
All right, so Jason, you guess me, then I'll guess cakes, and cakes you're going to guess EB.
All
Let's
right,
go right down the line.
Oh,
so you'll have a little time to think. What did I have for dinner last night?
I'm going to say it was pretty simple because your wife wasn't feeling great, so I'm sure it was just you eating, maybe just you and your daughter.
Well, JP probably prepared it. Think about that.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to say you didn't prepare anything. I'm going to say you ordered a pizza.
It's a good call.
You ordered a
Did
pizza.
Did not. Wife actually is feeling better. She had ground turkey, so made some, I guess you would call them turkey burgers.
I'm in.
We had Caesar salad. And I believe some green beans or asparagus. We've been having one or the other every night.
Right.
So Caesar salad, turkey meat, green beans on the side.
Sounds like a good meal.
All right.
I was way off.
So cakes.
Yes.
I think cakes.
What did I have last
night? Did you order out or you stayed in? Let's think.
Mama Lucia.
Just to give you some context, you know, Mama Lucia on Sunday.
He did.
Right.
You know what? Cakes went to the Five Guys in Olney. And got a cheese. No, he did not get a cheeseburger. He had a
right.
hamburger
okay.
with the fries.
Yeah.
And got a big soda from their free machine. He probably does a cherry Coke. And he also got a chocolate milkshake with that.
It's not a bad guess because I do like the Five Guys in the Old Town, but I did not hit that up last night. And if I got the soda from the freestyle Coke machine, it is always Coke Zero raspberry flavored.
That was not
Love the
that.
Meat. Last night, salmon, pan-seared
Whoa.
Salmon.
Whoa.
Some Fancy. Tots. I do like tots. and the salad with some balsamic vinaigrette dressing.
Nice. All right, so, Cakes, what did EB have for dinner last night?
All right, EB last night. Let's
Tater
see,
tots with the salmon.
I know. It's a weird combo. Hey, we're in the middle of a pandemic. And, hello, you don't like tots. Tots aren't good. You throw them in a pan in the oven for 25 minutes. They're delicious golden brown.
It's just a weird side.
It's
definitely you ate Long John Silver's.
Jason had frozen crab cakes.
I know. What are you guys doing?
What are you talking about? All right, EB, what did
we're
he have
locked
last
down.
Night? Let's see. He panics about takeout food for the most part. So I'm going to guess it was a home-prepared meal. I'm going to say some sort of like pork chops. Mm. With a side of, mashed potatoes and maybe a salad.
All right. Not a bad guess. We actually had pork a couple days ago. But last night, we were killing our leftovers.
Okay.
So I had a leftover, a massive turkey burger.
Okay.
Turkey. I'm not even sure I had sides. And then my side was my Jack and Ginger. I had five of those.
You were killing those.
Is that a liberal pour?
Pretty liberal. I like to taste it. And then my dessert was a s'more. We made a couple s'mores. By the way, that's about as hard to find as toilet paper right now. Is marshmallows, chocolate, and graham crackers.
Because everybody's out in their fire pits.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
What's up, Luca?
True.
Luca making an appearance on the show again if you're watching on NBC Sports Washington.
People are always asking to see Luca. She wants peanuts. I got peanuts in here.
Hey, can you give a dog peanuts?
I guess.
You definitely can't
give a dog chocolate. You give a dog chocolate, it's going straight to the vet.
Right.
All right, so we were 0-for-4 guessing each other's dinners. The upset is nobody got takeout, curbside. Everybody ate at home.
Yeah.
That's what quarantine does because
well,
of a
maybe
typical
we should,
night.
We should switch that up. How about all four of us? Order curbside tonight.
I'm down with that. I can definitely do
Everyone
that.
Everyone in?
I just went to Safeway. I got a fridge full of food.
That's called lunch and breakfast.
Yeah.
He's just telling you to order curbside.
Jason, I'll do takeout tonight. We can
Let's
do that
takeout.
Bit.
Support
a
Kensington haunt, EB.
Support the community.
Right. I don't eat any of these restaurants here. But Bethesda, I would eat in Bethesda. I wonder if Medium Rare is still open. Are they still doing the curbside?
Probably.
So good the other day.
They do home delivery for you, so.
Well, they were serving the elderly.
Yeah,
so I got hooked. Bit. What's the closest restaurant to you that you'll order curbside?
I don't know. I mean, just Bethesda. That's only a couple miles away.
Don't you have, like, you could also do, like, a Chipotle. Do you have a Chipotle right there in Kensington?
Yeah, we have Chipotle.
You want to order bagels from Mr. Wash from his breakfast spot in the Inkton.
He's got the coffee over there.
Yeah, he serves coffee and bagels. You won't hook it.
Is a car wash considered an essential? Because you could just drive your car through there,
no
right?
No chance that's considered.
So you think it's closed?
Yes. You think that's considered essential, getting your car washed?
I think it's closed.
Yeah, all right, Donks, we got to take a break. Coming up
next. Why can't you just drive your car through there?
I guess we're going to talk some break.
We're going to talk some NFL. Ross Tucker will join us, give you the latest on NFL free agency and more here on the Junkies.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington this Tuesday morning. Joining us right now, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls brought to you by the 5-Hour Energy Shots, now in two great tropical flavors. What's up, Ross?
What's up, dude? How are you guys doing?
What's up, man? How are you? How are
day
you
by day, man. Quarantining. Taking it day by day.
You know what? It's weird. A lot of aspects of my life haven't really changed at all. Like, you guys know, I live up here in, like, Harrisburg, Hershey area, Pennsylvania. Everything I do, the podcast, the radio.com show, everything I do is from home anyway. And, you know, the NFL still had free agency. The draft's still coming up. So my sort of day-to-day hasn't been that affected other than, obviously, socially and supposed to go to Deer Valley last week, blah, 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 a whole bunch of stuff that nobody listening cares about. But it is interesting how many other people have been so greatly affected. I think the weird thing so far is just not being able to go see any friends or go visit my mom or anything like that.
Yeah, where does your mom live in relation to you?
So my mom lives in Reading, which is like an hour east of me. So mm-hmm. You know, I could go there, but obviously, you know, she's in the age group that, you know, is most at risk for this. And my wife works at an essential business. My wife has a family propane business. So, you know, people still here need to heat their houses, et cetera. So she still needs to go into work. So just trying to do whatever we can to keep everybody as safe and as healthy as possible, especially, you know, the folks that are at the most risk age group.
Ross, this may be a dumb question. I'm sorry, Jason.
Sorry.
You mentioned your wife's in the propane business. There was a sudden gust of wind in my backyard yesterday that blew my grill over with the propane tank inside. And I didn't even hear it. My wife did. And I was just wondering, because I'm a fear monger and I panic all the time, if that fell over the wrong angle, is that propane tank going to explode and, like, blow my house to smithereens?
So two things on this.
Yeah.
First of all,
I need help with this.
Yeah, so first of all, I am far from an expert,
okay.
But I highly doubt it.
Right.
You know, they're durable enough that they're not going to explode like that if they just fall over.
Right.
It takes a lot. It takes a lot for those things to get pierced.
Okay.
But one thing you guys will laugh at is, so in 2005, right? I had just gotten married to my wife. I had started 13 games the year before for the Bills, but then I had a back surgery 3 weeks before my wedding, which, by the way, was why I weighed 335 pounds for my wedding. Heaviest day of my life was my wedding day. Not many dudes can say that.
Lucky you.
Because I had a, and I mean, it's crazy. So I had a back surgery. So then I got hurt twice more in camp. And even though I was only 1 year into a 3 year extension, I got cut. And the year before was my best year of my career, you know, like started 13 games and we won a bunch of them, whatever. So we didn't have anything to do. Like my wife had resigned from her job at JP Morgan in New York City. So we go back to middle of nowhere, Pennsylvania, and we live with her parents. And I'm thinking, I don't know what I'm going to do when football is over. So I start working at the propane business, right? So you got to learn it like from the ground up. So like my father-in-law sends me on a propane service truck with these guys and I'm going into these houses in Bumble, you know what, Pennsylvania. And the guy'd be like, hey Ross, can you go back out to the truck and get a 5/8 inch pipe fitting by a 2/3 inch? Dude, I had no idea what he was talking about. None. I went out to the truck. I brought back one of everything and he's like, what? No, this isn't it. He's like, I thought you went to Princeton. I'm like, dude, there's no propane 101 at Princeton. I can guarantee you. And it's just unbelievable. Like, I tell the story because, like, 2 weeks earlier, right, I am, like, some people think I'm an NFL starter, and I'm signing autographs, and I went to Princeton. 2 weeks later, this dude doesn't give a you-know-what. He just wants me to get the right fitting for this stove in this person's house in middle of nowhere, Pennsylvania. Then the next house we go to, there's a kid playing Madden, right? You know, and so we go in there and I'm like, here, go to the Buffalo Bills real quick. He flips to the Buffalo Bills and I'm like, go to the left guard. He goes to the left guard. Huge picture of me goes on his TV screen. Huge. Like, I didn't even know they had headshots, but they have a huge headshot. So the kid's like 12. He looks at me, looks at the TV screen, looks at me, looks at the TV screen, mom! And his mom comes like running and she's like, whoa, whoa. She's like, this guy is in the video game. So they're all like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And then they all turn around. His sister's like 16. They all turn around at the same time and look at me, guys, and they're like, wait, what are you doing here? It was unbelievable. It was hilarious. So life can humble you real quick in the propane industry.
It certainly can.
So here's the question. Does Ross Tucker think that we're going to have an NFL season?
Yeah, I do. I do. Now, look, I have no idea how they would go about it. I don't think anybody really does. It just seems like that's a long time from now. And maybe I just have a lot of faith in our doctors and medical people to, at that point, have such good testing procedures as well as have some type of treatment that will have been proven effective to the point where, you know, you test all of the players, and I don't know, maybe you test them every day. I don't know how that works, but you test all of the players, and then at some point, even if somebody does get sick, you quarantine them, but I would think that they'd have some sort of treatment at that point. Now, I don't know if there'd be fans in the stand. I don't know how you get 70,000 people to FedEx Field, although I guess they're not getting that many of these days anyway. Little Redskins joke for you
nice
there.
Nice dig.
Yeah, you know, maybe the Redskins were ahead of the game on the whole social distancing thing. I don't know if they'll have fans in the stand. That's a long way away. And there's so much money involved that I just kind of feel like people will come up with a way in which those games can be safely televised in a manner in which, you know, resources aren't being compromised. You know, everything I've read, it's like April is going to be the real bad month. I'd like to think by September, you know, we'd be able to have 22 guys on the field playing football in some way, shape, or form.
Joined by Ross Tucker, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider. If you had to bet, who do you think wins more games this year, Tom Brady or Bill Belichick?
Oh, Brady. And I really don't think it's close. I think it's Brady easily. You guys know I was there. In fact, after the Bills cut me, and I was a propane rock star. I got signed by the Patriots later that season, actually, and then I was there in 06. And the thing I tell people, I'll tell you two things about Brady. Right, number one, he is very well aware that whatever happens the next couple years is how people are going to frame the Belichick-Brady conversation forever. Mm-hmm. Like, he's already the best quarterback ever and 6 Super Bowl wins and 9 appearances. Like, he gets all that. But he knows everything. So he knows people say, is he a system guy? Is it just because he's with Belichick? Blah, blah, blah. He is going to be insanely motivated to perform at a really high level the next couple years. And I think that he will. So I think that's part one. And then part two, I think, is maybe a little bit more psychological or subconscious. But, you know, I played for 5 teams in 7 years, right? When you're in New England, guys, it's kind of crazy. Like, even if you're down by 10 points in the fourth quarter or whatever, everybody on the team just knows you're going to win. It's like you look over at Brady and you're like, well, we have Brady. We're still going to win. I played in that Broncos playoff game on special teams that when the Patriots were going for their third straight Super Bowl in 05, and we're like down by 10. Everybody knew we were going to still win that game. Now, we didn't, but the mindset was we're going to win that game. I personally think that immediately gets transferred to the Tampa Bay Bucks. Like, all of those guys, whether it's conscious or subconscious, their confidence in any situation is just going to be skyrocketed. Whereas the Patriots, you know, they're talking a good game, and they still have, like, Devin McCourty and Slater and guys that have been there for a while. But deep down, right, when it's the third or fourth quarter and they look over and it's not Brady, it's Jarrett Stidham, right?
Yeah.
You know, they don't know they're going to win that game. Like, they're hoping. Maybe they think that they're going to win it. Maybe they like him and they think he's got, and they're confident in him. But they don't freaking know they're going to win that game like they do when it's Tom Brady. I think that's good for a couple games a year. I think and plus the Patriots have like $25 million in dead cap space. I think this year is going to be a little bit of a reset year for the Patriots. So this year, for sure, I like the Bucks to win more games than the Patriots.
All right, Ross, always appreciate the time. That's Ross Tucker, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider. Insider calls brought to you by the 5-Hour Energy Shots, now in 2 great tropical flavors. Go listen to Ross on You Better Your Bet every Monday and Thursday. Search Bet on the Radio.com app to tune in live, or search Bet wherever you can find your podcast. Thanks, pal. Thanks,
Ross. Safe, buddy.
Absolutely. See you, dudes. And shout out to my niece, Caroline, who's listening while doing her schoolwork in Rockville or Bethesda, wherever she lives. So
very good.
Nice. Shout out, Caroline. See you, dudes.
Yep.
Nice. Bro. Thanks, buddy.
Very cool. That's our pal, Ross Tucker. Remember, coming up in the next hour, JT Barnett's going to join us. He's a producer, director, cinematographer. He worked with Joe Exotic in 2012 through 2014. Everybody's talking about Tiger King. We'll get his perspective coming up at 9:20 here on The Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.